to the $100 MBA Show, and today is a Q&A weekends episode where we answer your question right here on the show. If you have a question you want to ask, just email us over at support@businessrepublic.net. We would love to answer your question right here on Q&A weekends every Saturday and Sunday here on the $100 MBA Show. As always, I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zenholm. I'm also the co-founder of the $100 MBA, a complete business training and community online. And today's question comes from Ray, and Ray asks, how many pages do you recommend your ebook to be? Great question, Ray, and I'll be answering it today on Q&A weekends. But just for starters, you have to take a look at why you're writing the ebook. What's the goal with this ebook? What are you trying to do? Are you trying to earn money? Are you trying to sell this ebook for a certain amount of money? Are you using this ebook as a lead gen? Will this ebook be one of many ebooks in a series? The answers to these questions and more will help define how long this ebook should be. I'm going to get into all of that and how to decide in today's episode. So let's get down to business. Today's episode of the $100 MBA Show is sponsored by The Art of Charm. We're all looking to get better at what we do. And one of the best ways to do that is to hear from industry experts on each area of life. Whether that's negotiation, self-confidence, self-awareness, persuasion, or nonverbal communication, you gotta head on over to The Art of Charm podcast. The host of the show, Jordan Harbinger, is a good friend of the show and Nicole and I, and he's been doing this for over 10 years. Yes, a podcast that's 10 years old, and it's for good reason. It's one of the top podcasts in all of iTunes. Each episode gets well over 100,000 listeners. Learn from experts like Gary Vaynerchuk, Robert Cialdini, Charles Duhigg from The Power of Habit, Greg McKeown from Essentialism, and Penn from Penn and Teller. Head on over to iTunes or any podcast app. I mean, you're listening right now. Check out The Art of Charm. Search The Art of Charm and hit subscribe and thank me later. So Ray asks, how many pages should his ebook be? Well, again, let's take a look at the goal of the book. Now, many people write ebooks as a lead generation tool. They offer a free ebook in exchange for the audience member's email so they can build a relationship with them. Now, in my opinion, this ebook should not be long. I think it should be less than 50 pages. Why? Because the point of the lead gen is to give the person a win, a quick win. And if an ebook is 30, 40, 50 pages, they can read it in one sitting and they can really get something out of it and apply it. This automatically gives you authority and builds rapport with that audience member. That's the whole point of why you're giving this book for free, is to deliver on value so people can say, wow, this person delivers. I want to hear more. Or I want to buy from this person because they've proven to me that they can deliver. So if it's a lead gen, try to keep it as concise as possible. Remember, it doesn't have to be all text. It could be infographics as well. You can have some imagery. You can have cartoons in there. You can have fun with it. Now, having said that, it doesn't mean you can't sell short form ebooks. You can. And I definitely recommend you doing this if you're going to do a series of ebooks. So instead of writing one large ebook that's 300 or 400 pages, break it up into 5 or 6 ebooks and make it a series of ebooks on different topics in your marketplace. And you could sell these ebooks for pretty low cost if you'd like. You could sell these short form ebooks for $5 a piece. A good model of this is what Darren Rouse does at ProBlogger. He also does this at his other site, Digital Photography School. He sells short ebooks at a low price, and they're usually part of a series. So in photography, he'll only focus on flash photography, a short ebook that's, you know, $5 or $6 or $7, and then we'll have another ebook on action shots. These are just examples, but the point is that he's not trying to cover everything in one large ebook. He's breaking up each topic into smaller ebooks and selling them at a smaller price. Now, this is a great idea because it creates this a la carte system where I can just buy one small book on a specific area. I don't have to buy a whole big book that's going to cost me a whole lot more. I feel like I'm getting more value when I'm spending less to get something specific. And I've said this before, and it's kind of the model of this show. Brevity is powerful. Brevity is valuable. People don't want to spend a lot of time to learn something. If they can learn something in 10 minutes versus an hour, they're going to go 10 minutes. If they can learn something in an hour versus 10 hours, they're going to learn it in an hour, right? They prefer that. They'll pay more for that. When I say pay more, say, for example, you had 6 ebooks and they're all priced at $5. If you were to make that one book, that's a $30 book. Most people wouldn't pay that. You'd probably price your ebook around $15 or at max $20. With this model, you're making more money because you're breaking them up and you're charging more in total. Now, this does not negate long-form books, long-form ebooks. You can write an ebook that's 200, 300, even 400 pages, and it has its purpose. Long-form is a great validator of somebody who's committed. If someone's going to buy a book for $15 and read this book, or if it's an audiobook, listen to this book and read it all the way through the end, they're really committed on this topic. They're really looking forward to learning. They're really serious about doing what they have to do. And this is a great validator. So people that buy a book like that have the intention of really completing it. Now, there's a lot of people that buy things that they don't complete, but somebody who's going to invest in something that's going to take a little bit of time to read or to listen to is likely to reinvest in themselves and pay more money for a higher ticket item. A good example of this is Ramit Sethi. Ramit Sethi has a New York Times best-selling book. It's a very popular personal finance book called I Will Teach You to Be Rich. It's a very good book, and I actually reviewed it here on the show on a must-read episode. But the book itself is, you know, a typical book. It's about $10 or $15, depending on when you buy it on Amazon. But people that love his book are more likely to buy his $2,000 course. And he has several courses. But the point here is it's a great way to be a primer, to be a validator of customers that are serious about buying your higher ticket items. Also, some ideas need more time to explain. Some concepts, some mindsets just need more time and need to have more pages in the book to cover it. The same thing goes if you're telling your story. If part of the book is your biography and your journey and what you've learned along the way, then you're going to need more pages. So take a look at what you're trying to accomplish with this book. What are you trying to convey to the actual reader, to the person that's going to be buying this book or going to be consuming it as an opt-in? That should really dictate how many pages your ebook should be. I got more on today's topic, but before that, let me give love to today's sponsor, Enhance. Today's sponsor, Enhance, would like to ask you if you ever considered owning your own business, a business that can enhance your lifestyle and grow your income. Well, Enhance Wood Renewal is the number one wood refinishing franchise in the country, and they need your help to keep pace with their rapid growth and to meet the demand of thousands of Americans who are looking to update their kitchen cabinets and hardwood floors. I mean, this is pretty interesting because both my sisters actually updated their kitchen cabinets this year. So make this year your best year and join the business that Entrepreneur.com ranks as one of the 101 best franchises to own, Enhance Wood Renewal. To learn more, visit EnhanceFranchise.com/MBA. Enhance offers low startup costs, in-house financing, and world-class training to get your franchise started right. Again, visit NHANCE Franchise.com/MBA or call 866-426-231. So to wrap up today's question from Ray, how long or how many pages should your ebook be? It's important to take a look at what you're trying to accomplish. Are you trying to earn money from this book? Are you trying to gain more leads as a lead gen? Are you looking to sell a low cost item like a $5 book and break up your book into many books or a series of books? And many people are seeing that this model is very effective. Many of the ebooks that I've read this last year have been 100, maybe 120 pages. And I remember them very well because I was able to read them in one sitting. They were very effective. And because they were brief, I was able to remember all the lessons that were conveyed to me. Often when I can read a book in one sitting, I share it with other people. I talk about it with other people, whether it's Nicole or a friend or a family member. So keep that in mind as well. Ray, thank you so much for asking this question. Guys, if you have any questions that you want answered here on Q&A Weekends, email us at support@businessrepublic.net, or you can send me a tweet on Twitter. My handle is TheOmarZenholm, Z-E-N-H-O-M. Thank you so much for listening, for subscribing, for leaving us reviews on the $100 MBA Show. We absolutely love you guys. We know that without you listening to the show, we have no show. So thank you so much. That's it for me today, but before I go, I want to leave you with this. My advice to you is just start writing your ebook. Just start writing, get the information down, get all the ideas out of your head onto paper on the screen. In the editing process, you can decide, what is this book going to be? Is it going to be a series of small books? Is it going to be one book? Or can I edit this down to a shorter version or a smaller book? Or maybe it's just focus on one area of the book. As you start writing, you'll start realizing what this book should or should not be. All right, I'll check you in tomorrow's episode. I'll see you then. Take care.